Life changed quickly in New Mexico after Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham declared a public health emergency on March 11th to slow the spread of the COVID-19 coronavirus. Schools closed, concerts and events were canceled, hospitals restricted visitors, and bars and restaurants have been asked to accommodate only 50% of their usual capacity. The public was encouraged to work remotely if possible, avoid contact with people, and be extra vigilant about hygiene and health. In the midst of this, a fellow news reporter said to me, "I hate how scared I am." People responded in their own ways. Some looked for connection, others built walls or ground political axes. In Italy, I saw images of terrible suffering, but also glimmers of resilience, with people in locked-down cities singing to each other through their windows. During these long days, I carried around with me a small book known as the Enchiridion, a handbook of philosophical guidance from Epictetus. He was a first-century philosopher born into slavery in what is now southwestern Turkey. Epictetus was a Stoic, and he occasionally comes off as severe and even a little strange to us. But in practical terms, his guidance is bluntly humane and helpful during weird times, especially if reading is accompanied by some kind of meditative physical activity, as it should be. The first principle is to be aware of what is actually in our control and what is not. With a clear understanding of what levers we actually have, and some imagination, we can make the most of the options available to us and not lose ourselves in fussing over what we cannot change. In the midst of a pandemic, we can assemble the best information available and ignore political noise and propaganda. We can refuse to be manipulated. COVID-19 is highly contagious and dangerous. But there are practical steps toward maintaining healthy habits, including hand washing with soap, helping society slow the outbreak, and being kind. Another principle expounded in the Enchiridion is that when we react to things, we're actually reacting to our own opinions and judgments. We are emotional beings by nature, and feelings can clarify what actions to take. Yet, being consumed with anger over the empty shelves at the store, or your opinion about the governor or the president, is something you do to yourself and may not help you live. Ultimately, Epictetus wants all of you mixed-up, baffling, lovely people to understand what is truly yours. Take care of yourselves and each other, live freely, and realize your humanity to the fullest. And so do I. The Stoics have a reputation for promoting a kind of martial toughness and alienation, but Epictetus points in the direction of resilience and preparation for the sorrows and joys of being alive. On that note, I think I'll go wash my hands now. You can find me on Twitter at Algernon Writes. With the Weekly Desert Sage Commentary, I'm Algernon Damassa.